Philip, are you? Mr. Williams? Mr. Williams?
Oh, it's you, Sean. Just resting my eyes.
The others went up ages ago. Come on, shake a leg.
Bet they could stop up after midnight had called it.
Very funny.
I've always been a night owl, you see.
Even night owls have to go to bed eventually.
Just let me listen to the shipping forecast, eh? Takes me back to my seafaring days.
Okay, but it's straight to bed after. I'll turn it up for you.
On Wednesday, the 10th of November.
Night, Mr. Williams. Of
gales in Good night, Dover, Sean.
White, Portland, Plymouth, Trafalgar, and Fitzroy. Fitzroy. Good evening, Bryn.
Huh? Who said that?
Listen to me, Bryn Williams. You have a decision to make.
What?
A decision that will change your life.
Who are you? Where are you hiding?
Imagine being young again, Bryn. Imagine leaving this place, being free of pain, being young again. And all you have to do is make a pact with me. It's really very simple.
I don't make pacts. That's what you do with the devil. Is that who you are?
One more chance. Say yes to me, and you can be young and strong again.
No. Now leave me alone. Go away.
You'll be sorry for that. You will not get your life back. In fact, for refusing me, what little you have of it left, I will now take away. Prepare to die, Bryn. To die alone, forgotten, slumped in that chair. Die alone. And in agony.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of the human race. 21st centuries when everything changes. And Torchwood is ready.
Can you get that, Reese?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this internet. This internet's driving me mad. Can't get it to connect.
Hello? Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, it's been playing up all week. I'll have to call them.
Right. I see. Okay, I'll be straight over. Thanks for letting me know. Bye.
What's the matter?
It's my great-uncle Bryn. He's died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They want me at the nursing home right away to collect his things, Anna.
It's all right, love. Look, we'll go together.
When I was a kid, he was always telling these long stories, see, about his merchant navy days. I never paid much attention. Wish I had, though.
You know, you never do at that age. No good beating yourself up.
I mean, the stuff he must have got up to. All gone now, of course.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, Reese Williams. We spoke on the phone earlier about my uncle.
Of course. I'm Sean Pierce, senior carer. Come in. We're very sorry for your loss. Bryn was a lovely man.
What actually, you know, finished him off?
We're not sure. The doctor's report isn't in yet. He's been taken to the Willis Evans funeral home. Now, if you can sign these forms, I'll fetch his belongings.
Oof. Hope I don't end up somewhere like this.
Well, it seems like a friendly enough place.
Bet Bryn would have been happier at home, though.
They never stay more than 5 minutes these days.
Can we help you, love?
They keep leaving, you see. Always leaving.
Who's leaving?
Death's door 1 minute, fit as a fiddle the next. Gone back home, they have. Back to their jobs. Esme, she went. So did Mrs. Heller. And that nice Indian man. I can't remember his name. Oh, and even Miss Carew. And she was very ill. A smart lady, Miss Carew. Very clever. Just like you, dear.
Now then, Mrs. Roberts, back to the lounge. They're just about to start the nature talk. That's right. Off you go.
What was that all about?
Oh, don't worry about Mrs. Roberts. She gets a bit confused. A lot of them do here, I'm afraid. Still, they're well looked after. Right, here's Mr. Williams' belongings. Can you manage, okay?
Yes, fine, thanks.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, that's the fire alarm. Every time there's one of these power cuts, it sets off the alarm. It's the fourth one this week. That's better.
Jean, is there a fire?
I'm sorry, I'd better go.
Jean!
Are you all right to see yourselves out?
Yeah, no worries.
Goodbye then.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. I guess I've got some phone calls to make when we get home.
Mm-hmm. Reese, what do you think that old lady meant by them all leaving?
She probably meant they'd, you know, passed away. Poor old girl.
Oh, sorry.
You stepped in?
Jack, I'm needed at the hub.
Oh, sounds like you've had a fun morning.
Why is there always that weird smell in old people's homes?
That, I suspect, is the old people.
No, it's like, I don't know, steak and kidney pudding gone off?
I keep well clear of those kinds of places.
Worried they'll guess your age and drag you in.
He doesn't want to run into yet another old flame. can you two stop ganging up on me? I do the sarcasm around here. Ah, there it is again, Jack. The power loss. Only for a split second, but it's enough to register.
And look, it's getting fractionally longer each time.
Right. Explains why my internet's been a nightmare recently. Well, you know, more of a nightmare than usual.
I guess because we're also used to technology letting us down from time to time. No one's picked up on it yet.
But why is this happening?
Oh, great. So even the hub's not immune.
Shouldn't we be protected from power cut, Chanto?
Sorry, Jack, but electricity has to come from somewhere. It can't come from outer space.
Maybe we should explore that option. It'd certainly lower our bills.
Oh.
Ah, look, fixed. What did you do, Yanto?
Nothing. Came back on by itself.
This is alien. If we're going to get to the bottom of these blackouts, the hub's got to be functioning perfectly.
Where are you off?
To install a new backup power sources.
I hate it when it gets all technological. It's like putting a 5-year-old in charge of Jodrell Bank.
Yanto, can you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Hack into the system at Ivy Day Nursing Home in Penarth. Yeah, I want the records for Miss Carew.
And what's she got to do with all this?
Just something one of the residents said to me while I was there this morning. It's only a hunch, but I don't know. I just like to check out my hunches, that's all.
Here you go. Joanna Carew, born 1930, Newport. Checked herself out of Ivy Day 3 weeks ago. She's now back at work as an MD at First Valley Computing in Krakow.
At work? But she's in her 80s.
That's only the half of it. It says here that 3 months ago she was diagnosed with terminal heart disease. But she can't be connected with a power cut, surely.
Maybe not. But I think I'm going to pay Miss Carew a visit.
Look, I'm in the middle of a workout. Look, I can't hear you. You're breaking up. Oh.
Miss Carew, could I have a word, please?
Oh, don't you hate these gadgets?
Never a moment's peace, sir.
Well, without the mobile phone, we'd be a marvellous place. Oh.
Well, you run a computing firm, right? Thought you'd love technology.
I'm sorry, we met.
Not yet. I'm Gwen Cooper. Your
Joanna, right?
I prefer Miss Carew. And I'm trying to exercise, if you don't mind.
Oh. You're pretty fit for someone who's in her 80s.
That sounds rather patronizing.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean it to. I was just impressed.
Who are you?
Oh, okay. I'll come clean. I'm a journalist, and I'm doing a piece on high-achieving older women.
Journalists usually contact our press officer first.
Well, I'm unusual. I'm a rookie. And I want to get to know the real Miss Carew.
Well, as you already know, I'm the founder and MD of First Valley Computing. We create systems for utility companies. But come on, surely you've looked at our website.
It's actually the more personal side I'm interested in.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, like why you came back to work after you'd retired.
I'm allowed to change my mind. As you noticed, I'm still fit and healthy.
But there was a time very recently, wasn't there, when you weren't?
Look, Miss Cooper, my health is no concern of yours, and this conversation is over.
Oh, hold on. I haven't finished yet. You were in Ivy Day nursing home for nearly a year, then all of a sudden you're back running your company. How come?
Who are you?
I told you, I'm Gwen Cooper. And I've just been jogging around a sports field with an 81-year-old who 2 weeks ago was in an old folks' home with terminal heart disease.
Very well. If you insist on talking, we can go and do so in my office.
That ought to fix it. Now, even if the entire Western world comes to a technological standstill, the hub should still be up and running.
Jack, it looks like that just might happen.
Whoa, why? What have I missed?
There are now power blackouts all around the country, and it's not just the UK. Looks like it's spreading into Europe, too. And the electricity companies are just as baffled as we are.
There's got to be something behind it, but what?
I've noticed that every time there's a loss of electricity, there's like a weird surge immediately afterwards.
What do you mean, surge?
Look at this, Jack. See the dip? Then look at the spike. It precisely mirrors the energy loss, as if something is responding to the power cuts.
Or feeding off them.
How can you feed off nothing? A negative.
Maybe if we can isolate the source of these surges, we'll be able to stop this thing before it goes global.
What do you want to know, Miss Cooper?
I want to know why someone with heart disease can go straight back to a high-pressure job like this.
And better. People do recover from illnesses.
But you'd stop receiving treatment and your condition was terminal.
Oh, that's absolute nonsense.
I checked your records. So don't try denying it. You were going to die. Now look at you. You're as fit as a 20-year-old. How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe it was a miracle. I just got better. All I know is I'm back in the race again, and that feels great. I suppose you'd prefer it if I'd been left to rot in that geriatric hellhole.
Of course not. Look, did something happen to you at Ivy Day nursing home?
I don't know what you mean. And if you'll excuse me, I have work to do. This company needs sorting out. Things have gone out of control since I went away.
How do you mean, out of control?
Janine, could you send for security, please?
Look, whatever's happened to you, it's not normal. You must be able to see that.
Leave, Miss Cooper. Being dragged out is rather undignified. And if I were you, I'd keep my mouth shut.
This won't just go away, Miss Carew.
I'll be in touch.
So, firstly, right, the landline packs up. I call them up on the mobile, but of course I can't get through. Then the mobile goes kaput. So what with that and the electric tripping out all the time, I'm trying to hoover. I'm absolutely knackered. Turns out it's very tiring having a day off. Sorry, Gwen. How was your day, love?
Interesting, yes. I went to see this Miss Carew about... Oh, for heaven's sake. Come on, these power blackouts are getting ridiculous.
What are you trying to find?
Well, I've hacked into her files and she's building She's building something, but it's hard to make out what, but... Look, don't you worry, when you just go to bed.
Yeah, good idea. Early night. Will you be long?
Hopefully not.
Don't stay up too late, yeah?
Night-night. Night-night. Project F. Well, no time like the present. Bruce! I gotta go out for a bit. Won't be long.
I've just been looking at some internal emails at Marshall Nuclear Power Station. They're getting blackouts too.
How could a power station have a blackout?
Something is shorting out their server. Everything's breaking down, including the cooling systems. They're seriously concerned that if all this continues, there could be huge radiation leaks.
And the longer the cuts last, the more damage they'll do.
Nuclear meltdowns, warheads going off, hospitals unable to function.
What do you think we're dealing with here, Jack?
Well, you said there were weird surges when the power went off, and that doesn't sound like anything any human would be capable of.
Yes, that's it. I've isolated the source of these surges. I can't tell you what's causing them, but it seems to be happening out in the Black Mountains, somewhere in the open countryside.
Call Gwen. We may need her help.
Hi, Anto.
Gwen, where are you?
Look, there's something I need to tell you. I've been to see Miss Carew. There's something not right about her.
Gwen, you're breaking up.
I mean, she's super fit for it, and I think she's up to something. Some kind of software program you keep cryptography.
I can't really hear you.
I'm on my way to the offices and I'm going to break in and see what I can find. You can see if you...
Gwen? Jack, the signal went, but Gwen was trying to...
Tell me in the SUV. You're driving. Catch. Now let's go. We got some serious scouting to do.
Usually stay at work till gone midnight, Miss Carew.
How did you get in here? These offices are guarded.
Yeah, whatever. I'd like to ask you a few more questions.
You're not a journalist at all, are you? And if you come one step closer, I'll call security.
I don't think you're going to do that. There'd be far too many questions asked, and I get the feeling you don't like people asking questions.
Why don't you tell me who you really are?
I work for an organisation called Torchwood. We investigate alien activity.
Oh, is this some kind of a joke?
No, this is very serious. I want to know what software you're creating. Project F, didn't you call it?
How do you know about that? That's classified.
To Torchwood, nothing's classified.
It's time all these technological advancements were stopped. We've gone too far. We can do nothing for ourselves anymore.
So it's not just mobile phones you hate. Has this Project F got something to do with the recent blackouts?
No, of course not. Why would it?
Tell me what's going on. We can fix this before it's too late.
No. What can anyone do to stop Fitzroy?
Fitzroy? You need to start talking sense.
I've said too much already. Now, please, go.
Okay, I'll go. But I'll be back with my friends, and they're not as easygoing as I am.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not telling anyone about this.
What are you doing? You're an old woman. I could hurt you.
I think you can.
Ow! You can't be this strong. It's ridiculous. Ow! Oh, whoa, you're like super grand.
Fitzroy made me this way. He gave me... You like
it. Who is Fitzroy? Oh, get off me.
Don't try to struggle, Miss Cooper.
Oh, that's really hurting.
I warned you not to struggle, didn't I? Now I'm going to put you somewhere where you can't cause any trouble.
Gwen might be onto something. Do you know how we can find her, just in case?
I think she was going back to Miss Carew's office.
Oh, come on. Just give me 1 second to signal.
Jack, where now? It's the end of the lane.
If I could get a link up to the hub, I'd tell you. But surprise, surprise, no power. As far as I remember, it's kind of in a northeasterly direction.
It's open countryside, so fasten your seatbelt. You're in for a bumpy ride.
I love it when you talk dirty, Yanto.
Here we go.
Did you have to tie it quite so tight? Oh, can't believe I've been overpowered by a pensioner.
By the time anyone finds you down here, it'll be too late.
What would be too late? And who's Fitzroy?
Soon that question will seem very stupid indeed. Everyone will know exactly who Fitzroy is.
Well, whoever he is, you're under his control, aren't you?
No. No one controls me. Everything I do is of my own free will.
Well, if you were acting of your own free will, I don't think you'd be kidnapping people and locking them in your basement.
Good night, Miss Cooper.
No, wait. Please wait, let's talk.
There's nothing further to talk about. And besides, I have work to do.
But all this stuff's been happening to you. I mean, really weird stuff, I'm betting. And you've got no one to share it with, have you?
Why would I need to share it with anyone?
Because it gets very lonely living with a secret. I know, because I did it for a while and I was dying to tell someone. Tell a friend.
I don't have any friends. They're all dead. It's one of the disadvantages of living so long. I have colleagues, but that's not the same thing.
Well, you've got a friend now, haven't you? And she's pretty much unshockable, if that's what you're worrying about. And look... captive audience.
All right, Miss Cooper. I mean, in less than an hour, it won't make the slightest bit of difference anyway.
Pull over, Yanto. We'll never find what we're looking for unless we go on foot.
And what are we looking for?
I have no idea. Park up behind those bushes and don't get any funny ideas.
It's pitch black out here.
Lucky I brought the torch then, isn't it?
Well done, Yanto.
No worries, Jack.
Which way now, then?
Dunno. Let's try, that way.
I mean, I thought we might find something high-tech. Some piece of equipment. You know, something alien?
Well, maybe we will. It's a great place to hide out here, especially if you like the dark. It would be great if that happened pretty soon, because I am freezing my ass off.
Your ass may well be saved. Look.
Great, you found a big rock.
And in the side, behind those bushes, see?
Oh.
A big metal door. And as far as I know, doors aren't usually a feature in the Welsh countryside.
I love secret doors. Makes me feel all Famous Five. Only one problem. How do we get inside?
After I got ill, I was forced to retire. I didn't want to, but the heart disease was getting worse. I didn't have the strength for all those meetings and big decisions.
So what happened then? You went into hospital?
It was already beyond all that. Remember, this was terminal. There was nothing the doctors could do, so I went home.
Of course. Who wouldn't rather be at home?
My niece helped out in the afternoons, but she had a family of her own to take care of. She didn't need another child on her hands. And I was a child. I could do nothing for myself, so I did the only sensible thing.
You checked yourself into Ivy Day.
I had no choice. I needed 24-hour care. I didn't want it, but I needed it. By this point, it was a struggle to even get out of bed.
You must have hated it there, someone like you, who'd been so independent.
They weren't cruel at Ivy Day. They were all very kind to me, which is sometimes worse. Being spoon-fed is humiliating, Miss Cooper. I just wanted to go.
I'm so sorry. I can't imagine what that must feel like.
It was then, at my lowest point, that I heard the voice.
Whose voice? Fitzroy's?
You see, I did a bad thing, Miss Cooper. I sold my soul to the devil.
Like this, I wish I'd nabbed that old sonic screwdriver.
There's a lot you can do with a Swiss Army knife.
Oh, neato. A lift.
Bit old-fashioned looking, isn't it?
This just gets more and more intriguing. After you, Yanto. Age before beauty.
I'll go first. I know you're scared. Only one button. At least it saves us having to choose. You don't think this might be a trap, do you?
Yeah, of course not. When's it ever been a trap? Oh, yeah, it's always a trap. Well, maybe not this time. Keep your fingers crossed. Okay. No one about.
Gale 8 left in German Point.
Wow.
Rain or showers,
what a room. Look at all this stuff.
It's an antique collector's dream.
Some of these things are ancient.
Look at the stuff, Tukun, Jack.
And the weird weather vane.
Ah. I found some particularly naughty ornaments. Trust you.
Now that is an antique.
Hey, don't laugh. I used to ride one of those. Penny farthing. Not particularly comfortable, but great for peering over garden walls.
Ooh, look at this. I'm loving the 40s radiogram.
That brings back memories.
But why is it on? There's no one here.
South Fitzroy, easterly. 5 to 7.
Let me see.
Occasionally, gale 8.
Must have been someone here recently.
What makes you think that, Captain Harkness?
Either I'm going crazy or that radio knows my name.
Though I cannot see you, I sense your presence.
Is this some kind of trick?
They all say that at first, Mr. Jones. But this is not a trick.
Who the hell are you?
I do not have a name, as you do here. Those who assist me have named me Fitzroy.
Fitzroy? As in the C-Zone. On the shipping forecast. You know, Jack, German Bight, Dogger, Portland, Fitzroy.
And what? You live here all by yourself? Well, that's pretty clever for an old wireless.
I do not live here. But I will soon. Those who assist me have built this chamber for my arrival.
Oh. Come on, Fitzroy. Who are you, really?
What's going on?
And what are you doing to the power supply?
You have noticed. Good. Then it will not be long before this planet is ready to receive me.
As I grew weaker, even reading a book was tiring. So all I would do in those last few weeks at Ivy Day was listen to the radio. I used to listen late into the night. And that's when I heard it.
this voice, right?
It was during the shipping forecast. At first, I thought it was one of the care assistants having a joke, or maybe it was a side effect of the pills I was on, but no. It was something else. It was Fitzroy.
And what did this Fitzroy say to you?
He offered me back my youth, my life. And all I had to do was make a pact.
Didn't you think it was a bit dangerous making a deal with a strange voice on the radio?
I'm not an idiot, Miss Cooper. But what exactly did I have to lose? I was dying. I only had days to live, and an alien, the devil, whoever. I just wanted to be well again. I didn't want to die.
I understand. But why did Fitzroy choose you?
He knew that with my health back, I could be of service to him. Every pact has two sides. It was only right I kept my half of the deal. I'm a woman of my word.
And your half of the deal is... Ah. All right. I see. I see he wanted to use your computing firm, didn't he? To cause these power losses, am I right?
I'm only a part of it. Albeit a significant part. But there are many others who are assisting him, paving the way. They've returned to positions of great authority where they are making it possible for our work to go unnoticed. And now I have work of my own to do.
No, wait, what work?
My company is very important, Miss Cooper. I was a brilliant programmer. We designed and supplied operating systems to all the major utility firms.
So what's Project F? Some kind of virus?
Anyone can create a virus. But this is far cleverer than that. My company supplies every power station in the country. And I employ the best programmers of their generation. No one can get into those networks except for them. Since I've been back, they've designed a matrix code that will attach itself onto those hardware systems and corrupt them.
But why would you do that?
With their servers crashing, they'd be unable to supply any more power. The entire developed world would no longer be able to function.
Yeah, and we'd be back in the Dark Ages, scrabbling about in the dirt. Why would you want that?
Life will be simple again. We can discover what it really means to be a human being.
Gwen? You coming to bed or what? Where's she gone? Right. Who can play that game? Oh, come on. Yes. Now, let's see. Internet history. First Valley Computing. Who is that? Oh, Crick Howell Industrial Estate. So that's where you've got to. Right.
All my life, I have wandered amongst the stars. I am a single entity, born of nothing, of no one. And endlessly I travel. I have never had a home, as you understand it.
Yeah. But you're thinking of settling down now, right?
Who would begrudge me that? I have watched you from afar. And now I wish to live as you do.
Yeah, but at what price?
One or two adjustments have been made to this planet. And for that I have had assistance.
Have these assistants of yours been switching off the electricity supply? Because we've noticed.
Those who listen to my broadcasts are special. They were the ones who once advanced Earth's technology. Now, they will reverse it. There were, of course, those who did not accept. They were unfortunate casualties.
Okay,
But why have you been doing all this?
I cannot arrive if my path is blocked by so much electrical interference.
So you're going to send the planet back to the Dark Ages?
What, hundreds of years of industrial and technological development? Whoosh! Gone? You listen to me, Fitzroy, and listen very carefully. No one is adjusting this or any other planet. Your visa application? Just been declined.
But it's too late, Captain Harkness. There is only one more broadcast. Then Earth will be accessible to me.
I'm ready to receive your orders, Fitzroy.
Now is the time for the final part of our deal.
The tests have been successful. Project F is now ready to go global. Every power station, every electrical system, every piece of technology will fail. Hold on. Signal doesn't seem to be transmitting quite yet. Must be the satellite. It's vital in order to send the virus undetected.
Nothing must delay this final stage.
It's not a problem, Fitzroy. I just need to go onto the roof and fix it.
Hurry, Miss Carew. Hurry.
It should only take a few minutes.
Miss Carew, you need to let me out. Oh, come.
Gwen! You're right!
How did you know where I was? I can't believe.
You should have deleted your browsing history.
Oh, I love you. You're a lifesaver. Come here. No. Not much time. Look, untie this lot, will you?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pull this. That's like.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Let's get out of here. Yeah. Car's parked up the road. I didn't want to leave. Gwen, where are you going?
I've got to stop her, Reese, before she activates that virus. Oh, my God. She's on the roof. Miss Carew! What are you doing?
Why is she up there?
She's going to do something that will change the world, okay? And there's no way I'm having that on my conscience. So please, Miss Carew, get down.
There's nothing you can do now, Miss Cooper.
Stay here, Reese. I'm going up.
You can reverse this, Fitzroy. There's still time.
It's too late. It's happening already. This planet is opening up to me. And it feels so good to finally find a home.
You do not have the right to undo everything this planet has achieved over the centuries.
The people here will still be able to live. I am not destroying their habitat. I am improving it.
But the technology is part of that habitat now.
Look, I can help you find somewhere you can settle. Some place where there's no electricity, no technology, nothing blocking you.
Jack, if he's not going to stop Miss Carew, then we'll have to.
Can we make it there in time?
I don't know, but we gotta try.
You're staying right where you are, Fitzroy. I'll see to that.
Remember who you are, Miss Carew. Come on, you're not some slave of Fitzroy's. You're your own person.
I'm not interested, Miss Cooper. All this will be totally irrelevant as soon as the satellite is adjusted.
Get away from there. Look what you're doing. We're 50 foot up. You're an old woman. This is madness.
I made a deal and I'm sticking to it.
This is a deal it's okay to break. Now get away from the satellite. Have I got to come over there and stop you?
Oh, no. Help me!
Grab my hand.
Can't reach.
No!
Miss Carew, can you hear me?
Miss Carew.
Oh, I feel so strange. Like I've been living in a dream for the past weeks.
In a way you have.
Oh, I'm so tired, Miss Cooper.
We'll call you an ambulance, Miss Carew, as soon as there's a signal.
And I'm sure there'll be something they can do for you. There's always something they can do. Very clever, these medics.
What was I doing, Miss Cooper? Trying to fight death. That's a battle no one ever wins. I've been a fool.
No, you haven't. You've been wonderful. You've done amazing stuff in your life. You've lived it to the full. You had your own company, remember? It changed so much for people. You've a lot to be proud of, Miss Carew. Miss Carew?
She's gone, Gwen.
What's going on?
It's Miss Carew. She's dead.
She fell before she had time to adjust the satellite and spread the virus.
That should be enough to keep Fitzroy at bay. For now. He'll hopefully have been driven back into deep space.
Let's hope he stays there. Still, we better get back to the hub and make sure.
You okay, Gwen?
Yeah, I'm fine. You get going.
We'll talk tomorrow. Okay. Come on, Yanto!
I hope I don't end up like that, Reese. Rotting away in some old people's home. I want to go out with a bang.
Carry on like this, and it's very likely. But hold on. Who was it did the dangerous rescue attempt this time?
You were brilliant, thank you.
Could soon be a fully-fledged member of the Torchwood team, eh?
Well, I don't know about that, Reese. Not sure you'd want to be. Look at what we have to go through.
Don't mind. As long as I get to go through it with you, I'll take on anything.
In The Devil and Miss Carew, Captain Jack Harkness was played by John Barrowman. Gwen Cooper by Eve Miles. Yanto Jones by Gareth David Lloyd. And Rhys Williams by Kai Owen. Fitzroy was played by Martin Jarvis, and Miss Carew by Juliet Mills. Sean was played by Haley J. Williams, Uncle Bryn by James Walsh, and the Old Lady by Shelley Rees. The Devil and Miss Carew, part of Torchwood: The Lost Files, was written by Rupert Late. It was a BBC Cymru Wales production, directed by Kate McCall.
And the second Torchwood Lost File is at the same time tomorrow.